This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, Opera Box.
Support comes from Outworld Brewing, reinventing the brew pub experience through sci-fi fantasy themes. Located in between Highway 287 and I-25 on Highway 119 in Longmont. Offering dine-in, takeout, and delivery. More information at outworldbrewing.com. KGNU, the Open Media Foundation, and the Art District on Santa Fe invite you to join us for our Yard Bazaar, September 4th and 5th at 700 Kalamath Street in Denver. Shop in the open air for records, CDs and books, electronics, TV equipment, and wares from local artists. Our parking lot market will be socially distanced with music from KGNU DJs, food trucks, and surprises. The KGNU Yard Bazaar is Friday, September 4th from 5 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, September 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 700 Kalamath Street. For more, visit kgnu.org.
Good evening and welcome to Opera Box. I'm Gary McBride, your host, and tonight I'll be talking with the founder and executive artistic director of the Boulder Opera Company, Dianella Acosta. The Boulder Opera Company is offering a free concert at the Boulder Bandshell a week from Saturday, August 29 at 7 p.m. It's called Opera in the Park. Before I talk with Dianella, though, I thought I'd play one of the pieces from that program, taken from Tales of Hoffmann. Soprano Anna Netrebko and mezzo-soprano Alina Garancha performed The Barcarolle from Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. They were accompanied by the Orchestra Prague Philharmonia, Emmanuel Vuillaume conducting. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. Dianella Acosta founded the Boulder Opera Company in 2012. It's introduced thousands of Boulder residents of all ages to opera, bringing together music, dance, and art with a fresh and vibrant approach to the ancient art. Dianella is originally from Barcelona, Spain. She studied at the University of Denver and sings as an ensemble artist with the Central City Opera, Boulder Opera, and Opera on Tap. Prior to living in Boulder, Dianella was also in New York City, where she was an artist in residence with Da Capo Opera, Amato Opera, and she performed with New York Opera Forum and the New York Opera Lyric Theater. Dianella Acosta, welcome to KGNU.
Thank you so much for having us, Gary.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you about Boulder Opera Company's open-air concert on Saturday, August 29th at 7 p.m. Can you talk a little bit about what that is, where it's going to be?
Yes, absolutely. So Opera in the Park, this is going to be our fourth community concert that we do at the Band Chill, which is free to for everybody. And so we're really excited to do these. We usually get great attendance. This year, because of COVID, we had to limit the attendance. And so we had to limit the attendance to keep everybody safe. So I just wanted to get in. So it's like almost two separate concerts, but they're tied by, you know, we're doing exploring folkloric elements in opera. And so the first part is going to be exploring fairy tales and fantasy, anything related to that that is included in opera. So we're doing scenes from Cinderella, Puss in Boots, and we're also doing Hansel and Gretel. So those are operas that, you know, highlighting scenes from operas that we have done in the past. The second part of the concert is we're exploring Zarzuela, which is Spanish opera, and is a very popular music in Spain and South America.
Right, so it's going to be at the Boulder Band Chill, which is at the corner of Broadway and Canyon, and that's open air. But you're going to sort of control the entrances to make sure that not too many people show up at once, right?
Exactly. So we have asked our patrons to reserve, and so they can register for the event, and they can register for either the 7 p.m. or the 8 p.m.
And do they do that at BoulderOperaCompany.com?
That's right. We have the Opera on the Park page under the website. And so some of the precautions that we're taking, if you want me to talk about that, would be everybody has to wear masks, and we're going to keep social distance. So we're going to mark where everybody can sit. We're also going to have a protective barrier on stage because the singers will not be singing with masks. So we'll have that in place as well.
Oh, so for example, when you do duets and quartets and things like that.
Yes. So there'll be like a clear plastic barrier on the stage.
I think it's very exciting that you're going to be doing live music at this time, because I think Boulderites, people all over the world are starving for live music and real
yeah.
performances. And I'm really excited that this is going to be outdoors. So
yes.
you don't, you know, and because a lot of us are afraid of, you know, big groups indoors right now. So
right.
it's at the Band Chill, and everybody in Boulder knows where the Band Chill is.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that you're going to be limiting the attendance and making sure that everybody behaves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we think that it's going to get booked really quickly. And so we're also going to do a Facebook live streaming on our Facebook pages. So Boulder Opera Company on Facebook.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the doors, quote-unquote doors, open at 6:30. So you're going to be accepting seating at 6:30.
That's
so
right.
So if you're interested in doing this, you'll probably want to get there early. Again, it's on Saturday, August 29th at the Band Chill in Boulder. And then there's an intermission somewhere around 8 o'clock. And then about 10 minutes after 8, then you're going to actually have a second seating?
A second seating.
So does everyone have to leave who's at the first seating, and then you have to re-enter? Is that how it works?
I think we've given the option to register for either one part or another part, or you can register for both parts. So if people have already registered for the second part, they can stay put on their seats.
So the first half of the program is fairy tales, including Puss in Boots and Cinderella. And is it suitable for children?
Yes, the first part is going to be very family friendly because we've chosen scenes from operas where, you know, most kids know about the story. You know, people know about Cinderella and they'll know about Puss in Boots. I don't know if Hansel and Gretel is so popular, but it
oh,
is
yeah.
okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a big
yeah.
one.
So we wanted the familiarity of you know, people knowing what it is and then introducing them to this wonderful music of opera.
And then the second half, is that more adults only? Because it's Spanish zarzuela?
It's going to be dancing. We're partnering with Centennial State Ballet, so we'll have some dancers that will accompany some of the zarzuela pieces. I say it's also family-friendly, but I guess it's not as well-known. But definitely the music is beautiful. It's very easy on the ear because there are melodies that they're very catchy. So I would say everybody is welcome.
I have a recording of soprano Daniela Guzman singing Song to the Moon from Antonin Dvorak's opera Rusalka. She'll sing that very aria a week from Saturday with the Boulder Opera Company on a free concert at the Boulder Bandshell.
Oh.
soprano Daniela Guzman, accompanied by the Lamont Symphony of the University of Denver, Sahar Nouri conducting Song to the Moon from Rusalka by Antonin Dvorak. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. More of my conversation with Boulder Opera Company's Daniela Acosta after this.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign with funding from Next 50 Initiative. The census guides how billions in funding gets spent, where resources go, and where they don't go. The census affects essential services for older adults and everyone in the community, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, and helps your community plan for the future. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 Census by responding by mail, online at my2020census.gov, or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
Daniela Guzman is actually going to be appearing on Saturday at the Boulder Band Show with the Boulder Opera Company as part of the their outdoor concert. Can you talk a little bit about Daniela, maybe, and maybe the artist program that Boulder Opera Company has?
Yes, so we are so grateful that this year the Boulder Opera has received the National Endowment of the Arts grant to launch this new program to support artists in Colorado. We wanted to put our focus on Latino singers and also to reach the Latino population. And so Daniela Guzman is a graduate from the Denver University. She actually just graduated and did her artist diploma there. And then we also have Armando Contreras, who's a baritone, who'll be also singing in the program, and he's also another resident artist, and also Santiago Gutierrez, he's a tenor from Mexico, who is as well part of the program, and I'm not sure how much we can do this year in terms of like full productions or productions at the theaters, but they will be doing, so the program is a professional development program where we offer them master classes, coachings, and lots of performance opportunities to continue to develop their careers.
And that program usually goes a number of months or in the fall, or how does that normally work?
The residency is about 6 months where they'll be busy doing all of these activities. Mm. So it goes through from August until May 2021. And they'll be like, I think they're off on January and they're off a couple of months.
Mm. Well, I think this might be a good opportunity to play a piece that features Armando Contreras.
Yeah.
Here he is singing an aria from Federico Moreno Torroba's Zarzuela opera, Maravilla.
Que olvidar palabras mentices mil veces tu amor, mujer, amor, vida de mi vida, qué triste es decirse adiós, te llevas la juventud desde querer sin redención.
That was Armando Contreras singing the aria Amor, Vida de mi Vida from the opera Maravilla by Federico Moreno Torroba. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. I'm speaking with Boulder Opera Company Executive Artistic Director Dianella Acosta. Now, what you just heard was Zarzuela, which is a form of opera, I guess you could say operetta.
You can say operetta. It would be the equivalent to operetta. It would be the equivalent to musical theater here in the United States, except that it's a little bit more like operetta. It's technically more difficult.
Ah, okay. So along the lines of like a Johann Strauss or a Franz Lehár, something like that.
That's right.
And then you said maybe sort of merging with more popular music, right? More like a
more folkloric.
Yeah, yeah. But Zarzuela is really new to me. I mean, I had to look up every single one of these composers, and yeah. I'm ashamed that I didn't know more about them. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia tells me that okay, it started in Spain, and
yes.
and I think all of the composers that you're going to be representing on your August 29 concert are Spanish composers, but it's
yes.
but it's a form that also went to the New World as well, and mm-hmm. and I understand that there are Cuban zarzuela operas and maybe Mexican zarzuela operas.
Yeah, definitely. Ernesto Lecuona was one of the composers that comes to mind, that is Cuban. It's a very popular genre in the whole South America. So there are Mexican composers and Cuban that are very popular. You know, I wish I could tell you more about zarzuela. So I have Daniela Guzman is our project director, and she put together the zarzuela. Mm-hmm. And she knows more about zarzuela than me.
Oh, wow. Wow. Is she from Spain as well?
She's from Ecuador.
Really? Now, why?
Yes.
How would she? I mean, why would she know more about zarzuela being
because
from...
I came to the States when I was 18, and I came into the world of opera when I came here.
Oh, okay. So yeah. you weren't...
I didn't grow up with it.
Got it. Now,
yeah.
is Zarzuela big in Ecuador?
Yes.
Really?
Huge. In Mexico. Like Mexicans and Ecuadorians know more about zarzuela than I do.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. I mean, when I did a quick lookup of what it is, it mentioned Cuba, but it didn't mention other countries. Is it prevalent throughout Central and South America?
Very prevalent, yeah. They know the tunes, they sing them. It's part of their repertoire for the singers there.
Here's another example of zarzuela opera from La Tempranica by Jerónimo Jiménez. Soprano Lorena Valero sung the aria Sierras de Granada from the opera La Tempranica by Jerónimo Jiménez. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. More of my conversation with Boulder Opera Company's Dianella Acosta after this.
Are you aware of vroom gloom? Vroom gloom is a common side effect of the vehicle neglect. If you have a car, truck, or boat, just sitting alone without the drive to leave home, donate it to KGNU right away. Philanthropy is often the best therapy for vehicles suffering from vroom gloom because it feels so good and it's free. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
So let's talk a little bit about you. You're from Barcelona originally, and I'm guessing that you spent most of your childhood and young adulthood in Spain before you came to the United States, or how did you travel around?
I'm actually a little bit from everywhere. I'm half Cuban, and so I was born in Florida, and then I grew up mostly in Spain, and then I came to the States when I was pretty young. I did my bachelor's in New York, and my master's in Denver, and then I had kids, and the rest is history.
So what attracted you to Colorado in the first place? Was it the Lamont School of Music?
It was Lamont School of Music, and then the mountains and changing the lifestyle. You know, New York can be a little bit crazy.
Yeah, and so you stayed here. You must like it here.
I love it. I consider myself a Boulderite.
Nice, nice. Well, so you founded the Boulder Opera Company in 2012.
Yes.
What was the inspiration? That's a huge step to take.
Absolutely. And it was always something that it was on my bucket list. I never thought it would happen, actually. But when I lived in New York, I sang with a couple of local companies, the Amaro Opera and the Di Capo Opera, as a young artist. And some of the things that they did was they presented their main stage productions. But out of each main stage production, they will do a family production, so a shortened version of their operas, so the whole family could come and enjoy opera without having to sit through like 3 to 5 hours of opera and bring the whole family. And so when I came to Boulder, I saw an opportunity to do some of these shorter, reduced versions of operas. So I decided to put on a show. It was actually Cinderella by Rossini. And so we did that in April of 2013 at the Nomad Theater. And it was a complete success. We did 5 performances and we sold out 4 out of those 5 shows.
Wow.
And then from there, we're like, wow, let's do more. And then we developed a whole season with a main stage opera. And we have a family series. Last year, we did at E-Town, we did Puss in Boots. That was our 10th family series show that we've done with the Boulder Opera. And so those are very well received. We get our audience, our young parents, grandparents, the children, teenagers. We have a very, we've very much accomplished reaching the whole spectrum of the, you know, of our patrons, you know, from the young to the oldest.
You're listening to Dianella Acosta. We're talking about the Boulder Opera Company, which she founded in 2012, and the open air concert, free concert, that is going to happen at the Bandshell at Broadway and Canyon Saturday, August 29th. There are 2 seatings at 7 p.m. and 8:10 p.m. To attend, you need to register at BoulderOperaCompany.com because seating is limited because these are the days of COVID and we have to make sure that we are social distance and stay safe. So is the entire first half of the concert, are they taken from operas that you've already staged?
Yes.
Oh, really? Every one of them. Oh, wow.
Every one of them, yeah, we've already done. We will be doing it concert version, just because of the social distancing needs to also happen on stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, while we'll be, you know, acting towards each other, it'll be pretty stationary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very sensible thing to do.
It is, yeah.
It's so much better than no opera at all, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's a really good solution. So among the operas that will be sampled on Saturday are Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, The Snow Maiden by yes. Rimsky-Korsakov, Tales of Hoffmann. There are two wonderful pieces from that by Jacques Offenbach, Rusalka by Dvorak, Puss in Boots by, I'm going to screw up the name, Xavier Montsalvatge.
Xavier Montsalvatge, who's a Catalan composer.
I understand Catalan is a different dialect. So is the opera in Catalan dialect or is it straight Spanish?
He composed it in Spanish.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have a number of languages represented, right?
We have English for Hansel and Gretel. We have Spanish for Puss in Boots. We've got Italian for Cinderella. We've got for The Snow Maiden, it's going to be in Russian. And Dvorak is in Czech.
Wow. And then the whole second half is going to be in Spanish.
The whole thing in Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Can we also review your 2020 plans and maybe 2021?
The general theme for the season and our approach was to, our little tagline is opera for the people. And so that's why we wanted to present a program that explored the folkloric elements of opera. We had made plans for a full season for the 2021, so with a gala concert, family series, and main stage, which we hope that it will happen in the spring of 2021, hopefully. So we're doing L'Enfant et le Sortilège by Ravel, and that would be May 2021. And then we're doing the popular Mozart, The Marriage of Figaro, and nice. That would be February 2021. And so we're crossing our fingers that we can make it happen, and we'll see how it goes. And we're still, one of the things that we do is we bring shows to schools. And so one of the things that we'll be doing, hopefully in the spring of 2021, is bring Gatto con Botas, which is Puss in Boots, as an educational outreach program. We bring it to schools in the area, especially bilingual schools that want to, you know, use the Spanish language.
I know every arts organization is a little bit crunched with COVID. Are there other ways that people can support Boulder Opera?
Yes, at the event we will be selling T-shirts. We'll be selling opera T-shirts during the event, and if you want to support Boulder Opera, you can go to our support page and donate anytime. Don't wait till the end of the year. But we need your support to stay alive and to keep bringing these kinds of programs. We want to try to do more outdoor concerts and think outside of the box in a safely manner as much as we can. We want to stay relevant and keep bringing live music to people.
Dianella Acosta, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much for having us.
Dianella Acosta is the Executive Artistic Director of the Boulder Opera Company, and they will be offering a free concert of opera arias at the Boulder Bandshell at Broadway and Canyon a week from Saturday, August 29 at 7 p.m. Seating is limited, so you'll need to reserve your free seat at BoulderOperaCompany.com. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. To finish today's program, I thought I'd share with you a few pieces from El Gato con Botas, Puss in Boots, by Xavier Montsalvatge.
desgraciado, teniendo tan pobre herencia un gato.
Thank you. venzas dormidas, unas trenzas heridas. Querrá hacer mi gato con capa carmesí y con una espada. Ni sé cómo podrá calzar las botas y ponerse un sombrero con la pluma grana. ¿Qué animal más extraño con su voz de mujer y con su modo de hablar quizás sea una maga de las que salen en los cuentos de los niños y viven en el hogar dentro las llamas? En fin, aquí está la capita grana que he robado a un joven rubio que volvía cantando muy borracho a su morada. El sombrero lo he cogido del perchero de la taberna y además hice la espada puliendo el hueso de un caballo que de muermo murió la otra semana.
Estaba el señor Don Gato con le plume.
Es él.
Sentadito en silla de oro con le plume.
El gato.
Ha recibido un regalo con le plume. Cada plume, cada plume. Si quería ser casado.
¿Qué vas a hacer?
Al bosque voy y mal iría si no cazara al menos un conejo. Y esto será el principio de tu fortuna.
Mucho me cuesta el creerlo.
Déjame hacer y verás.
En ti confío.
Sus ojos blandos, su color, hermosa su figura.
I think we'll leave it there. Scenes from Xavier Montsalvatge's opera Puss in Boots. We heard the voices of Marisa Martins and Antonio Comas, accompanied by the Orchestra Sinfonica del Gran Teatre del Liceu of Barcelona, Antoni Ros Marça conducting. Thanks again to my guest this evening, Boulder Opera Company's Executive Artistic Director, Dianella Acosta. Go to BoulderOperaCompany.com to find out more about their free Opera in the Park concert a week from Saturday, featuring, among other works, this Puss in Boots. This is Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Opera Box and will join us every Monday evening at 7 on KGNU. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. A Classic Monday is next.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
Support comes from Outworld Brewing, reinventing the brew pub experience through sci-fi fantasy themes. Located in between Highway 287 and I-25 on Highway 119 in Longmont. Offering dine-in, takeout, and delivery. More information at outworldbrewing.com.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. This evening, music of Max Reger, Henrik Wieniawski, Franz Liszt, Ulysses Kay, Ned Roram, and Anton Bruckner. But first, from Ferruccio Busoni's Klavierübung, a compilation of piano exercises and practice pieces that the Italian composer compiled during the last 7 years of his life, John Ogden performs the Toccata from 1921 by Ferruccio Busoni.